Passage 3. In some large American city schools, as many as 20% to 40% of the students are absent each day. There are two major reasons for such absences. One is sickness, and the other is truancy. That is, staying away from school without permission. Since school officials can't do much about illness, they are concentrating on reducing the number of truants. One of the most promising schemes is being tried in Florida. The pupils there with good attendance have been given free hamburgers, toys, and t-shirts. Classes are told that if they show improved rates of attendance, they can win additional gifts. At the same time, teachers are being encouraged to inspire their students to come to school regularly. When those teachers are successful, they are also rewarded. We've been punishing truants for years, but that hasn't brought them back to school, one school principal said. Now we are trying the positive approach. Not only do you learn by showing up every day, but you earn. In San Francisco, the Board of Education has had a somewhat similar idea. Schools that show a decrease in deliberate destruction of property can receive the amount of money that would have been spent on repairs and replacements. For example, $12,000 had been set aside for a school's property damages every year. Since repair expenses of damaged property required only $4,000, the remaining $8,000 was turned over to the Student Activities Fund. Our democracy operates on hope and encouragement, said a school board member. Why not provide some positive goals for students and teachers to aim at?
Question 18. Which reason for students' absences is discussed in great detail? Question 19. Who will benefit from the scheme being tried in Florida? Question 20. What measure has been taken in San Francisco to reduce destruction of school property?